ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Praise God. So, is it, can you feel his power more and more within you? Or are you just pretending to be Christians when actually you aren't at all? I can't answer for you. You have to answer for yourself. There is a current age mindset, the current age, which I want to talk about. Because what we have also seen, we compare notes. I'm in school now. So there are researches all over the world. There is a current age mindset that has militated against the church. Many people, I don't know if it happens to anyone here. If it happens, you are hearing this today so that you can retrace yourself. Many people are beginning to get tired of their church family. And unconsciously, they are becoming anti-God in their thoughts, words, and actions. People are losing their appetite for the things of God, largely because of the rumors in the land. Current mindset is said that there is no church anywhere. There is no church. Just do your, you are God to yourself. That's number one current mindset. Just worship your God. Who is that your God? Yourself. So, people are becoming. So, what are these basic mindsets? Number one, just mention it. There is no God anywhere. We are created in his image, so whatever you can interpret God to be, that's who God is. That's number one basic mindset. Second mindset, heaven help those who know how to help themselves. So like we say in Nigeria, just drink your own water, mind your business, and plan your future. Third mindset, I can't be working and giving my money to a pastor. I don't believe all these give me messages. I can't be enriching any man. It's a global mindset, so it's not just peculiar to Nigeria. Fourth, all this church stuff are just religious scams. You don't need anyone to tell you about God. There's no need for prayer. There's no need for anyone to tell you what to do. Just figure things out as much as you can. Be good to everyone. Be a jolly good fellow, enjoy your life, and when the end comes, it comes. The other mindset, everyone have access to information. You can, if you want any information, just Google it. After all, it's your friend. So you don't need any spirit to lead you. And the interesting thing, globally, scoffers have been released and been unleashed on the social media. Many people want to teach other people where they have refused to be taught. So, this is where the temptation is. Someone is confused about God, and then you encounter somebody who claims that this is it, and then automatically the way our minds work is so tend towards that sentiment, and you become a follower. So there are many pastors, many apostles, many people on Facebook who know more than the Holy Spirit. So the way they teach now, easily, the Bible calls them scoffers. In other words, they deny. Scoffers are those who deny with the truth, but they are also using whatever it means to lure people away from the truth. I say to people every time, anything that is devoid of Jesus, you can't find me in there. I'm not looking for new revelation. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So whatever devoid of his life, I don't take it. Whatever devoid of his truth, I don't take it. You might say, we live, which is another mindset, we live in a new world age. We should be liberal. We should open up ourselves. So if I say I take a stand on something, they say I am homophobia. Okay, you that want me to accept yours, what are you trying to do? Anglophobia, or what are you trying to do? Scoffers. They don't only deny the truth, but they are using whatever means, teachings, sweet words, to also, the Bible refers to certain women in the Bible, Janes and Jambres, who when Moses is talking, they are saying another thing. The Bible describes such scoffers in the Bible. Absalom, his father, his very own father, was a king. And who will say, don't go, the man is old school, come, let me give you counsel. Scoffers. The Bible describes them in 1 Peter. They are wells without water. He said those who follow them will soon become like them. And every one of them will end up in destruction. Scoffers. It's a global mindset. And for those who have taken this scoffer thing to a higher level, what they also do in the society that makes many people to follow them is that they do good works. So they have causes that they support. Subtly, you won't know. So they have money in one hand, and then their messages in another hand. They push money, and then they push their message. You have collected money, so you won't refuse their message. They have money, they are in the media, they are in arts and entertainment. So they have followership. And social media has become a platform. So if someone has 100,000, 50,000 followers, if he says something, many people easily buy into it. He's an authority. Who says? Scoffers. Only a fool will say in his heart, there is no God. In case you don't understand it, Greek translation says, Ashiwereyo. Lololo usi. Ashiwere. In other words, their mind is completely out of place. They are beside themselves. That's the definition of madness. What is the reason for this mindset? Is that most believers limit their Christianity to just salvation experience. Some people even still run the Old Testament template of as to bring it as Christianity. So, what is the Old Testament template? Those guys had experience with God only once. So, they came back. They said, Moses, your description about God, we have seen it today. You know what? Let's have a deal. We know there is God. We know there is sharing of blood. There is God. But hey, you didn't get the gist initially. I thought that you got it. Don't worry. Just go. If you want to spend 80 days on the mountain, just go. Spend it. If you want to spend 120 days, just go. We will be here. So when you come, whatever you say, we know we already saw him in manifestation. So whatever you say, he says to you, come and tell us and we will believe. If you look at the way the New Testament church is, that's the way we practice Christianity today. Just one singular person who we claim is anointed, Every other person leave their Bible, they suspend their brain. So whatever he says to them, that's what they do. He asked them to drink Isaiah, they drink. He asked them to, it's not common here, but that's why I said that the deliverance, what we do with Nigeria, we spread. We spread. I mean, I saw one, insecticide. And so the aroma of their life will change. And so people line up. You are saying, Olama Yeke Diwa. Galatians believer, they experienced it. And so Paul wrote, he said, Talo fie didinye yara Galatia. And you know, I don't know where you grew up, but where we grew up, when they want to mess you up, they speak Yoruba to you. Allah Niro Nuara Galatia. In other words, the person who has suspended their brain, this is an open book. Is the way, the truth, the life. Whatever you can't find here, even if it's an angel, that's what he told them. Even if it's an angel who came and said that this is it, he said, let the angel be cursed. So people run on still on that Old Testament template. No. No, the veil is open. We can see God. He said, let us come boldly unto his throne of grace. We can see his face. We can behold his glory. And we can be changed into that image day by day. Matthew 11, 27 to 30 in the Message translation. That summarizes the current mindset. People are tired. Fine. They are burnt out. Fine. But look at what he said. Matthew 11. Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father-Son operation coming out of the Father and Son, intimacy. And what? Knowledge. Peter wrote the same thing in 1 Peter 3:18 or 2 Peter 3:18. He said, grow in grace. And in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look verse 28. Verse 28. Are you tired? Worn out? Burn out on religion? That first lay is religion. Religion. Service, service, service. You just want to douse your conscience. So some people give money so that God can forgive their sin. And some preachers have even encouraged people, you can sin and then write checks to appease God. So, are you burnt out? Some people have seen. The only thing they need to do now is to put themselves in the offering basket. Are you burnt out of religion? Come to me. Get away with me. It's not just literal get away. If you have to do that, please do. But hey, come to a place of developing your relationship. Shut the noise out. Shut the noise, whether social media or whatever. Shut the noise of false teaching out. He said, come to me and you will recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Verse 29. Walk with me. Before you walk for him. Walk with him. Walk with him. Walk with him. Come. Let me use you to preach. Walk with me. So come to me. Son, sit down. Come to me. How has your week been? Respond. I want him to respond. How has your week been? What were the... Don't you, sir. That's, it's friendship. You know, that's how people... Because what I want to illustrate is prayer. Which is what? Conversation. Conversation with God. You know, some people don't pray until they get to maybe an environment where they will say, let us pray. No, you are already too late. every, if you really, really understand who God is, every second of your life is an opportunity to depend on Him. I can't live. We sing the song, but we don't practice it. I can't live without you. So how was your day? What were the challenges this week? You faced challenges with your boss. Yes, I overheard that. The way you talked to him, or the way you responded, you didn't allow him to finish talking. So maybe next time what we need to do is that you allow him to finish talking. You know your boss already. You've worked with him for 2 years. Some people feel that God doesn't know the details of their lives. And it's only when they want to come to ask. Some people even come when they have issues. But what do you think? I saw him that day. You know, he was excited. The day he was wearing a blue suit. If you read your Bible somewhere, the Bible says when you even have your bath in the morning and you are combing your hair and one strand is dropping, God take notice that something is dropping. How much more? And then we have walked together. And I can say, okay, let's go. Even though you didn't greet him yesterday, but what I want you to do today, as soon as you see him, maybe Branch, buy him a tie. Say, if we live, and you know, this is how some people think. It will be as if I'm bribing him. I don't even understand. How can I buy him a tie? After all, no, I can't buy him a tie. Whatever he wants to do, let him do. If he like, let him mark my appraiser. God says, buy him what? And then assuming that he buys that tie, and then we walk, and then he branches to buy that tie. Number one, for the fact that somebody that he will never thought about giving gifts, he bought a gift, his heart will what? Melt. Really? And then he walks. And you say, good morning, boss. Hey, oh boy, this is the person that fought with him yesterday. Say, oh boy, I like your tie. Oh, kiniko. How is it doing today? How is what? Ah, okay, I even get one tie for you. Really? You know that nobody ever buys me a tie in this office. You're a good guy now. Okay, even this, you were saying something yesterday. And then on his own, he said, bring that paper. Let me sign it. On his own, he goes and then do the thing. If he has refused to branch at the first shop, there is no way the ogre can even see him. So you are still here. I'm on your case. You, and I will show you. You know why? When you read the word, he said, when a man's way, he makes even his enemy. I don't know if you have met people who will say, I don't like you, but I just don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing for you. It's because your way pleases God. Praise God. Thank you. So prayer becomes conversation. Prayer is not when they say, let us pray. He now remembered that boss. He said, where? Lord? Hey. That boss. I create an imaginary spiritual coffin now. And you will enter into it. You must enter to it because I am a child of God. Nobody fight against child of God. Whereas God already gave you very simple instruction. Very simple instruction that is not beyond your capacity to obey. If you have not learned to obey God in smaller things, He won't even tell you break in greater things. Praise God. Thank you. I owe you a tie. Women don't use that now. Praise the Lord. So can you see it? Walk with me and walk with me. Watch how I do things. God is a good, good father. So if I have his nature, I should not be wicked. God is love. So if I have his DNA, what should come out of me, even when he even wants to come out, it should be love. That's why Paul says, Whatsoever things are true, those are the things I need to meditate on. The things that are true, the things that are peaceful, the things that are joyful, the things that are of good report, the things that are lovely. That is my meditation. I don't know this Christianity of hate. It will never prosper. It doesn't hurt. Wherever Christianity is light, is life, is love. Anything outside that, hey, it is religion. And religions don't prosper. You just attend to reach out. You attend to become good. You attend to become this. No, Christianity is life, is love, is light. You know, most people, all of us, we are influenced by our environment, association, and atmosphere. So we need to come to a new level of understanding. And what that new level of understanding is our union with Christ. It's not, he died for our sin. That's first level. But our union, the Bible says we are complete in him. We are complete. We are complete. We are complete. He said we are of God, little children. That's in him. He said, we are accepted in the beloved. That's a name. A drama happened in the UK, was it last week? That the mayor of the city wasn't invited for both the Queen's dinner and the state dinner. And then there was riot. And they asked the person they are rioting, they said, maybe once more. And that's the way you should deal with the devil anyway. Said, we saw some people just say, but what I choose to see is that thousands of people waving flags, welcoming us into your city, which strengthen our relationship. The devil, the Bible says, is like a roaring lion. So ignore him. You belong to the stock of the lion of the tribe of Judah. And in him, there is no hate. Praise God. I pray, that's my prayer, that we will, a new generation will arise. We've done, that's the truth. I take responsibility because all of us are involved. We've done more havoc to people in the family, to people outside the family, more than good. And we must see people from the light of God's love. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. No one comes to God except through him. We have our wounded soldiers who are reacting violently on the social media, because the truth is that when you see what people write on social media, that they even quote scripture, a Buddhist will not write because he doesn't understand how Christianity runs. A Muslim will probably not write. They don't even condemn their own cleric. They don't. They don't collect. So it's hard. And you know, there's something about us, because we have the Holy Ghost. We are knowledgeable people. But hey, if knowledge is directed towards yourself, you will run into a problem very soon. Knowledge puffs up. Knowledge with balance, which is the balance of the Holy Spirit. No matter how you feel, the love of God must constrain you. Whatever you want to say, let it be to the building of the body, not to destroy the body. Not to destroy the body. Some people have become heretic. That's one of the current mindset. Heretic means the truth that you once cherished, you have now downplayed it, as if it's no more the truth. That's been heretic. So a lot of people are also becoming Christian atheists. In other words, they know that there is God, but they deny his power and his effectiveness in their lives. I pray that we won't fall into some of these traps. Because some of these traps are the end time traps. And it will increase. That even if it is possible, some people who are elect will be deceived. But we will not be deceived in Jesus' name. Bow down your heads with me and let's pray this morning. Just pray. Pray to the Lord. I don't know where you are. He said, walk with me and walk with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythm. It's an unforced rhythm of grace that God wants us to come into. It's a place of rest. Can we just do that? This God will never put anything heel-fitting upon you. He will never put anything that is heavy upon you. He said, come to me, all ye who labor and heaven laden. He said, I will give you rest. Why don't you just say, Lord, I enter into your rest this morning. I cease from all my works. I cease from all my works. And thank you, Lord, because your grace is sufficient for me. Lord, freely you have given to us, surrendered your life on the cross. You are our God, and we will never deny that. Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,